It's a rare treat to be able to interview a former colleague, David Aldridge, who a lot of you all know used to write for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Yes.
Talk about working with college basketball and what that's going to be like.
Well, Jonathan, you know, I know my colleagues here are going to get tired of me saying this, but you know my love for American University. I know what it means to make this tournament and how important it is to the kids. And especially for the smaller schools, especially for the one-bid conferences. And so I feel very comfortable doing this because I follow it, and it's something that it's not like, oh, I got to start studying. No, I've already been, I watch it already, you know. Being able to watch schools locally, now living in D.C., I see George. I've seen George Mason a bunch. So
how good are they?
They're real good. Cam Long's the real deal. I mean, he can play. And they were number one mid-major until they lost in the CAA the other day. But they're still going to be, probably an 8 or 9 seed. I mean, they're going to be a tough out. I wouldn't surprise me at all if they got to the 16. I mean, they're going to be really good. I have to start studying. No, I've already been watching college basketball all year, and it's just great to be a part of it with CBS because, over the decades, I've come like most other people to really regard CBS's coverage of the tournament as being one of the real great events in sports. So to get a chance to be a part of it now, finally, it's just great.
Do the names on the front of the microphone still mean something in the day and age when there's 200 and some odd television channels?
I think so. I mean, especially when it comes to the tournament. I mean, the tournament is the Super Bowl alternates from year to year to year to year. So if I told you who broadcast the Super Bowl in 1997, you wouldn't know. you'd have to go look it up. But everybody at CBS has had the tournament for 30 years, it matters. And they have obviously shown you that they know how to do it. I like to think that we've shown people at Turner we know how to cover the NBA, to be a part of it in partnership with them and to work with their production crews and their talent and hopefully add something from my perspective, I think it's great. I mean, it's something that I really am excited about. When they said, hey, you're going to be a part of this, I was jazzed. I mean, I was really excited.
You've worked with Turner, obviously, for quite some time, mm-hmm. NBA, and then baseball when they got that, and now this.
Yeah.
Where do you see Turner going? Because they seem to be expanding their portfolio a fair amount.
I'm really, really humbled and thrilled to be part of Turner. I think I can say this with some level of authority. I worked at ESPN for a long time, and I had great memories at ESPN, and they were and they do a great job with all across the board with their properties. But I love working at Turner. What I love, John, is that, and I've said this many times, a guy like Jeff Behnke, who is our senior VP, Jeff was in a truck. Jeff's produced games, so he knows what it's like to be on a remote set, to be in a remote crew. And that kind of institutional memory from the top all the way down to the bottom, I think, really makes us unique. And so that's what's exciting to me, is to see not only having a brand identification with the NBA, but now entering into the new partnership with baseball that we've had for the last few years. It's just been wonderful having that kind of platform to go across, and now having a part of the NCAA tournament. I just feel really excited about being in a company that's expanding rather than retracting.